Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Move over, Jake.
I'm moving. Jeez.
Thursdays are reserved for a man with a wider range of music knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
This is the golden era. You would hear this on any radio station. You know, it wasn't like it is now. You know, you got country, you got R&B, you got pop, you got rap, you got rock. They didn't have that then. You heard everything.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break. On 93.7 The Ticket.
The Party's Over by Journey. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Song of the Day.
Not that year on that was
81.
81 is Better Times. And he, now, I don't know. I got to do this independently of you guys, I think. Hidden Gem. I just thought, always thought that song was beautiful. Incredible. And I did like Journey. I don't think of Journey as one of my favorite bands. I don't go to Journey, but every time I hear a song, I'm like, man, they're good. They're really good. And that song, I remember it as a boy. Mm-hmm. I love that song. I never hear it. You never hear that song.
No, you don't.
It is a rare hidden gem. I don't know if that's what Rick's going for. Going to have him on
high
here.
Tea.
Yeah, I you could go hidden gems. That was one.
Kind of some hidden tea.
What happens when you're 59 sort of hidden. I would go nine.
Oh, nine.
9 point. I know that song when I was in high school. I love that song when I was in junior high and high school. 94447. Good job, Rick. Rick, I'm gonna tell you something. Almost made my day.
I don't foresee Bill going as high as you.
Hopelessly in love with you. Those lyrics were hit numerous times. They locked into that. They locked into hopelessly in love with you.
Lot.
Repeated time after time. I think there was six words in the song.
It's okay.
And I do. I'm a big Journey fan, but I'm like Steve on that. All of a sudden, there's some Journey. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, all of a sudden you hear a good Don't Stop Believing or something. You're like, oh, wow. And there's some, but I don't go to him like Steve in the same way. Wasn't that big of a deal. Played, it was, we heard all these music Journey songs. It was on nonstop. I wanted to get back, Rick. I fought through all these ailments to get back for this day because of high tea.
High tea.
This one didn't hit.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
This one didn't hit.
Hurts me to
hear
that.
Nothing there. I would turn it probably every time. Yeah.
Every time.
Every time.
Ouch.
It's a 4-6.
Okay, that's quite a distinct difference.
It's a 4-6.
Quite a difference.
It's
yes.
A 4-6.
It's okay. We
yeah,
don't agree on everything.
Rudy's going to be a 5-5.
6-6 from Rudy. Never heard it, but I don't hate it. I'll go with the 5-7.
God.
In the middle of that.
Oh,
but I appreciate you going high and giving it a 9+.
Loved the song when I was a kid.
Hopelessly in love with you.
Well,
how was that not the name of the song? I'd like to know
that. The party's over.
Called The Party's Over.
Yeah.
Well, we're now joined by Rick Heyman, Sartor Heyman Jewelers. Rick, good morning. Sip gave you a high score. Otherwise, middle of the road for me, Bill, and Rudy for us. The Party's Over by Journey.
Well, somehow I knew exactly what these scores would be. I predicted it.
You thought Sip would go to nines?
Well, I didn't know he was going to go with a nine, but I thought Coach would go low. And Coach, I'm glad you're back.
Thank you, Rick.
The flu and the cold probably affected a little bit of that score.
It could be.
We won't hold that again.
And I'm not going to push back on
that. I was thinking the same thing. I'm
not going to push back.
Yes. Yeah, when you're, you know, when you don't feel good, everything kind of sucks. But that the whole second part of that song, which Jake wasn't able to play, or the intro, which
so you're telling me that song was great, we just didn't get to it.
I missed out the best part, apparently.
Yeah, the party's over. The party is over.
That's right. No, he's right. It gets. Ooh, that's a good point. There's a whole other part to that song.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a whole other half of that song that's completely different, and it's great. It's great. You know, hey, I got to pull. How many songs have I done on here? 400? I don't know.
And
I've only done Journey, I think, once or twice. And you know, there's so many Journey songs that people, you know, it's boring. I just like to pull something out that's a little different. Now, having said that, this song, I'm like Sip, man. When that comes on. Wow, that bends my ear. Yeah, it's just really unusual. This song was one of the only Journey songs completely written by Steve Perry, the singer. Normally it was two or three of the guys. So anyway, I love it. I think it's a great song. It's not directed at Nebraska. It's more directed at Michigan. And I didn't even think about that when I picked the song. Mm-hmm. But it is high T. And I think, and anything with that jam of a guitar riff in it is high T, and anything Steve Perry does to me is high T. Now, real quickly, if I may, I need to correct and just throw a little Monkees trivia out there. You did the Monkees on Monday, and it was it Bobby Hart that passed away, R.I.P. The Monkees was a TV show. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize this. It was on ABC. It was on Fridays, I think, at 6:30 or 7. And it came, and my dad could not stand that show. And me and my sister would, you know, we had one TV, and you had three channels. So we would fly into the living room to watch the Monkees because it was a cute show. It was a great show, but it was in that era. If you want to know what that era was like, go watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, that movie, because it was in between the older music and then this new kind of groovy hipster thing coming on, the hippie thing. And there was clashes in families, and it was a weird time.
Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen. You don't need another hat. You need a personalized plan to regrow hair. Through Hims, you can access treatments that combine clinically proven minoxidil and finasteride to stop hair loss and regrow hair in just 3 to 6 months. No hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real personalized care on your schedule. Think of Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit. Again, hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But the music, they wrote some of those songs. They wrote that song that you played. What was it? Last Train to Clarksville or Stepping Stone?
Stepping Stone.
They wrote a lot of Heart and Voice were the songwriters, but they wrote a lot of songs for a lot of bands back in those days. They were hit makers, okay? And the Monkees were actually real musicians. So in the first season of the Monkees, it was Heart and Voice's band and them singing, and the Monkees were faking. And then the Monkees said, hey, we're going to do our own. We're going to play our own music. And then they went on following that. I don't know how many seasons that show went, but they played their own music and sang their own song. So I just wanted to clarify
that.
Thank
you. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, the Monkees. Journey, this is a live album. This song was the only song on the album. It was four sides. It was a double album. It was called Captured. It was live. It was recorded in Detroit and Montreal over a period of like 3 weeks. And the rest of the album is all live. And this was the only studio track, and it was the last track on the record. I think because the record company said, you got to have something. We got to put a hit out. So they did that, and it's a great song. What can I say? I know a lot of the Breakers are saying, it's okay. You know, five, six, or seven. I'd ask you to go pull it up and listen to it today. The whole thing. Listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Neil Schon, the guitar player, who's still playing with them. I mean, they've got the guy from Thailand doing the Steve Perry part, who's great. And Neil Schon is still out there jamming, man. And I got friends that know Neil real well. And he is truly one of the great guitar talents of an era. And people should go listen to some of his guitar work. It's incredible. Incidentally, another side note, equivalent today of Journey, as far as total album sales, they've sold over 100 million albums. 100 million. That puts them in probably the top 15, maybe the top 10 greatest selling bands in history. And a lot of that's because of Don't Stop Believing that was streamed, you know, 20 zillion times later on in the era or more recently. But let's just say the recorded number of vinyl records they sold was 50 million. But they believe with the streaming and everything, it's well over 100 million. So, great band. And by the way, I saw them live in 1985 in the Devaney Center. Am I still on here?
You're here.
Yes. We're listening.
Okay. They played at the Devaney Center in 1985 at their peak.
Ooh.
And I remember where I was sitting. I was with my wife. I had gotten married earlier that year. I took my younger brother, who at the time was like 16 or 15. I remember where I sat. I remember exactly how it looked. And when they came out on stage, Steve Perry, who to me is in the top three greatest rock vocalists in history, was singing monotone. You remember when a band would come out and sing a little bit flat and you'd think, oh God, they're not going to do it tonight.
Uh-huh.
And from that song on, from the second song on, I have never heard anybody in my life sing vocals like that man could do live. And he did it for about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
So one of the greatest live bands in history. Randy Jackson said it. I agree. With that in mind, Sippers and the Coach.
Here we go. Sips first.
Sip, name one of the Monkees. There's four members. Can you name one?
Well, he just did, right? His name is Hart. Something Hart.
No, he was not in the Monkees. You get a CZ. He was a songwriter for the Monkees.
Oh.
Wasn't Davy Jones one?
Yeah, there you go.
Brilliant!
He stole it. Late redemption there for Bill.
Nice one.
Mickey Dolenz, Davy Jones, Peter Tork, and Michael Nesmith.
Nice Ooh. One.
Way to go, Bill.
Nice one.
I studied it.
Second question.
Bill, this for is
Coach.
For Bill.
Greg Rowley was the original keyboard player for Journey before Jonathan Cain. He was their very first. In what iconic band was he in before Journey? Was it Santana, the Jefferson Airplane, or the Grateful Dead?
Oh, that's easy. Jefferson Airplane.
CZ Santana.
I thought you were right.
I like the confidence, though, yeah. Bill. Quick, confident guess. Right.
This is for Jake.
This is for everybody. Is Journey in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yes.
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 Three diamonds, 2017.
Okay.
That's it.
Steve Perry's the name of the guy, right?
Yes.
He's like the
Steve Perry, the lead singer.
He's like the Pete Maravich of rock and roll.
Yes. Wow.
He is.
That's quite a description. Rick, what's happening right now at Sartor Hamann Jewelers?
Hey, don't forget our Husker jewelry. You want to sport your Husker style? Come to Sartor Hamann. Check us out online at SartorHamann.com. We have the beautiful and fantastic and selling out every day practically. Corn cob earrings and pendant, the Husker State pendant, starting at $149. Great gift. These are all original, handmade. You can't get them anywhere else. Not only our Husker stuff, but, dude, we've been around 120 years. We got everything. 120 years, four generations. Don't mess around with the rest. Come to the best. Sartor Hamann Jewelers, Lincoln and Grand Island. Mention that you're a breaker and get 10% off. As always, check us out at SartorHamann.com. When only the best will do, Sartor Hamann Jewelers.
Rick, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We'll chat with you again next week.
Bye-bye.
Rick Hamann's song of the day is The Party's Over by Journey. Hour two is next, an early break in The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.